So I would like to again welcome everybody to this Ascension Alchemy call for January 4th and welcome you all. So what I would like to do to start this is I would like to connect us all together through our heart center and take you on a little journey to accessing your higher self. Not that you haven't already done that, but this is a really nice way of connecting in, raising your vibration. And as we all connect in together, it will increase the frequency for all of us. And then it will link us into the embodiment aspect of what is transpiring on the earth through all the frequencies. So I'm going to ask everybody, and you can, you know, shut your screen off if you don't want to be on screen with your eyes closed, but I'm going to have my eyes closed because I'm going to be doing the guided meditation. So I'm going to ask you all to just sit back comfortably, uncross everything, and just sit relaxed in a position that you can. You know, if you want to lay down, you can, just don't fall asleep. Not that you can't fall asleep, but I don't want you to miss something if you had a question on the call. So, because that's totally up to you if you want to do that. But all right, so I want everybody to just close your eyes. And as you're closing your eyes, I want you to begin breathing in through your nose and gently out through your mouth. And focus on that breath coming in through your nose and what it feels like coming in through your nose and going out through your mouth. And as you're doing that, you might notice the energy in your physical body beginning to shift, and it will start around the shoulder area. You might actually feel yourself being pulled down through your hands, downward through your legs. But before we go there, I want you to become conscious that there is a part of you that is still operating within the center of your mind. And as you're holding this awareness of operating from the center of your mind, I want you to imagine that you can take your consciousness from the center of your mind by its hand and gently begin to walk it down through your face, walking it down through your third eye, through your physical eyes, down through your nose, your cheeks, your mouth, into your jaw, now down into your throat, down past your shoulders. Just feel into all of this, and now bring that consciousness right down into your heart. And as you bring it into your heart, feel it fill up your heart center and then spill down into the rest of your body. And as you're feeling into this sensation, I want you to keep that forward momentum going down through your physical body, going down through all of your energy centers, all the way down through your legs, your knees, your shins and your calves, down into your feet. And now as you are down in your feet, I want you to imagine going down through the floor and going right into Gaia's beautiful energy, all the way down about 20 feet into the ground. And tune into the fact that there is a crystalline grid down 20 feet under Gaia. For some of you, you may perceive it as further down, some of you less. But just tune into that beautiful crystalline grid glowing in its beautiful crystalline light, whatever that is looking like for you. And I want you to imagine stepping on this grid. It will look like a blueprint grid, just standing on it with your 2 feet. And now as you're standing on it with your 2 feet, I want you to command that crystalline light to come back up through your feet. Coming back up through your feet, through your legs, and now entering your torso, coming up through all of your energy centers, starting with the first one, coming up through your sacral, now through your solar plexus, and bringing that beautiful crystalline energy right up into your heart center and feeling it light up your heart center as well as your spine. And now as it runs from your spine into your heart and connects in, bring it up into your throat area. And now coming up through your face, the mask of your face, coming up into your third eye center. And as it comes into your third eye, I want you to be aware of it coming up into your crown. And our crown is our amplification center for our connection and expansion. And so that seventh energy center is also your seventh dimension. So I want you to imagine that you are now exiting through the crown area up into your ascension column. And as you are doing so, I want you to envision entering now into the eighth energy center above your head, into the eighth dimension. And now we're going to bring that crystalline light right up into the next energy center, the 10th energy center, the ninth energy center, excuse me, the ninth dimension. And now bringing that crystalline energy up one more into the 10th energy center, the 10th dimension. And now coming up again into the 11th energy center, the 11th dimension. And now as we bring that crystalline light up into the 12th energy center, 12th dimension, I want you to imagine that there is a beautiful silvery film above your head. And as you look at that film, you know that you can punch through it, and that will take you into the Godhead. So let's punch through that silvery film above our heads. And up into the Godhead we go, and the Godhead will appear to be very dark, pitch black almost. But standing across from you, you will notice light. And that light is a being of light representing your higher self. So I want you to reach out both of your hands, and they will reach out their hands and lock hands with your higher self, taking your higher self in to your energy field, to your source, letting it be one with you. And now jumping back down through the Godhead into the 12th dimension, 12th energy center, and bringing your higher self now down into the 11th dimension, 11th energy center. And continuing to make your way down with your higher self into the 10th dimension, 10th energy center. And now coming down into the 9th dimension, 9th energy center. And coming down now into the 8th dimension, 8th energy center. And now coming down again into your body through the 7th dimension, 7th energy center of the crown, and bringing your higher self right through your crown down into your physical ascension column within your body, within your field, bringing it down into your third eye energy center, coming down all the way down through your face with your higher self, coming down into your throat area, your fifth energy center. And now coming down through your shoulders, right down into your heart, into your fourth energy center, the fourth dimensional astral plane, filling up that energy center. And as you fill your heart with your higher self energy, I want you to notice it spilling down your arms all the way down to your fingers, spilling over into your solar plexus, your sacral area, down into your root area, into your seat, and right down into your legs, and all the way down into your feet. And I want everybody to take a nice breath in through your heart center and breathe out through your heart center. And as you're breathing in through your heart center, I want you to begin to become aware that the energy that is your higher self is now filling your field inside your body completely. And it is expanding to where your skin begins. And now let it amplify your field. So let it pass through your field as in osmosis, passing through your field, expanding your field. Expanding into your aura, expanding into your torus field, your electromagnetic field. And as you are continuing to have the awareness of this expansion, I want you to begin to imagine that this expansion of your higher self, of your electromagnetic field, of all that you are, is expanding now into the room that you're residing in. And take another breath in through your heart center and out through your heart center. And now allow that expansion to continue into the town that you are residing in, beyond the house, into the town. And just let yourself go, and now expanding beyond the town into the county that you're residing in, and seeing how easy it is for you to expand your consciousness and expand yourself into your state that you reside in. And as you are feeling your own playfulness and allowing yourself to expand into your state, allow yourself to expand into the country that you're residing in. If you're filling up the United States, imagine filling up the United States. And now expanding your consciousness now out on a global level, taking a breath in through your heart. And as you breathe out through your heart, imagine expanding out into the cosmos, into the solar system, and allowing yourself to be expansive and one with all on a planetary level, connecting in and feeling the bigness, feeling the lightness of all that you are, and recognizing yourself as a divine co-creator with your universe in this now moment, breathing in through your heart, out through your heart center, having an awareness of yourself in your expanded state in this moment. And as you are expanded in this state, I want you to allow yourself to have access to, through your own awareness, all of the gifts that you have left yourself out in the solar system that are on a time lock activation, and that this be the code now to activate those higher aspects of yourself, bringing yourself all of those gifts, unlocking more intuition, unlocking more connection and expansion. And in unlocking those gifts, allowing yourself to have more inner knowing, inner guidance, inner being. And take a breath in through your heart center and blow that breath out through your heart center. And now continuing to breathe in through your heart center as those gifts are acclimating, breathing out through your heart center. And as you continue to breathe in through your heart center and breathe out through your heart center, I want you to begin to become aware of being back in your body as you are focusing on your heart, breathing in through your heart center and out through your heart center, and being even more aware of your physical presence, sitting where you are sitting, breathing in through your heart center and out through your heart center. Becoming more aware of the sound of my voice and our interconnectedness as an all within each of us. And breathing in through your heart center and out through your heart center. And as you're becoming more aware of your own presence, allow yourself to come back into the room that you are residing in, bringing all that you have gained through this awareness, this experience of expansion, back with you, anchoring in, fully commanding it in, into this now moment, being all that you are, in all that is, and so it is. And welcome back whenever you are ready to come back and be one. So as I was tuning into each of you in this expanded state and we were all connecting in together, we were really up in the expanded universe. We were, I can't even identify where we were, but I know we were beyond fifth dimensional consciousness. I'm going to say we were up somewhere in 14th dimensional consciousness as we were all connecting in. And I am feeling super emotional, which is so unlike me for this, but the connectedness that we just experienced together was just amazing. And I hope that you all allowed yourselves to receive all that was needed in that moment. So thank you so much for joining me on that, in that experience. So awesome. Tears of joy and elation for the connectedness. So the reason I'm having this call, as most of you are aware from our connection on social media, is because we're coming into a very significant time. And, you know, as I connect into my higher selves, the higher realms, the teams that I'm working with, some of the new collectives that I'm connecting in the other day, after I had taken that photo of the three ships out in the sky, the next day I connected in with some new beings that I'm not familiar with at all from Alpha Centauri. And so I understand that they are 14th dimensional consciousness, and I feel like they were very strongly present during this meditation that I just did, because they come through with the law of one. So any of you that understand the divine laws, the law of one is a very powerful law, because it says that everything is connected to everything and everyone is connected to everyone. So we are all one and all in the all, that is, right? So I felt their presence in that meditation, bringing us through that, as they are here and they bring through the essence of divine masculine through their amazing ability with technology. And for those of us that are very technologically savvy, they are probably working with you and maybe not aware. And for those of us that are more in our creative flow, they are also working with us. So the technological aspect would be divine masculine, and that creator guidance would be the divine feminine, and that is what they are bringing through. So they are working with us on the earth through our ascension process, is my awareness, that they are assisting us and supporting us in balancing our divine feminine, divine masculine aspects. And so, you know, if you're feeling like you're going through a shift that is restructuring you in some way, chances are they are working with you. If you're suddenly feeling called to access more creativity and you've always been more of a left brain person, then you, chances are they are working with you to help balance that out, right? So just, I wanted to just share that with you, because that was exciting for me that they came through and gave me the awareness that they are from the 14th dimension, which I wasn't really aware that that ability to connect within myself. But so we do have that, and you have all activated that within yourself in this meditation that we just did. So we've come through some very interesting times. This past year, 2019, was a year of soul mastery. And in 2019, as we all stepped into our power more, finding our own autonomy, finding our sovereignty, and really accessing more that of our divine spark, that essence within us, it's allowed us, some of us, to come into the forefront more, to share some of those gifts, whether it's posting pictures that are going to activate others by way of seeing the magnificence of the sun, the earth, sharing information that we've been receiving, right? And we are required to share as way showers. And I'm going to say every one of you on this call are way showing, whether you believe yourself to be or not. And just as you are interacting in your day-to-day experience, you are transacting your soul's purpose. This question keeps coming up a lot for me with clients and students who are wanting to understand that deeper. And in you doing your work and allowing yourself to ascend your consciousness and access more of that intel within yourself, you are stepping more into your purpose, because our purpose is really to be and ascend our consciousness so that we can support the organic ascension on Gaia of humanity and those who are not yet in their awareness or awake, right? So the more we're doing our work and the more we're sharing and communicating with people who are feeling stuck or confused, right? There's a lot of that going on for good reason. We're doing our part. So that's really important to have that awareness that you are exactly where you're meant to be at this time, doing exactly what you're meant to be. And, you know, in sharing that information with others, you're supporting the ascension process through your soul purpose or mission. Some of us might feel like we have more of a mission. Mission is more related to galactic. I have always felt like it was more of a mission, like I had to get something done. Now I understand more why I feel compelled and pushed to do more of these calls to bring this information through. And so last year, while we were really finding our voice, finding our footing, finding our path, and activating more of that within our energetic structure, our physical structure, our field, right? We were given a lot of information coming through that certain things would be ending, that time dynamics would be changing as more of the Akash is integrated and alchemized through Gaia's field. We would be finding that happening in our field as well, as we are releasing old timelines that are not serving us anymore. And sometimes they are collapsed, which would be a quantum leap, like a move or an ending, abrupt ending of a relationship or a job situation. Those are normally collapses. And then the integrations are when we do it and it's in a more gentle type of way, like after 5 years, my ex-husband is finally selling the house, which will not give me any money, but finally take my name off of the house and the connection to that timeline. So that is a timeline collapse that is done more of an integration. He's in his awareness. It's not like the house is being pulled out from him. So we have to be conscious. And when we're conscious of all that is taking place in our reality and all these shifts that we're going through, we can then navigate them much better and have a greater understanding for what is taking place so we can do a better job in our awareness and avoid some of the intense energy that will be coming through our field, because we're going to feel it regardless, right? I'm not immune to when the collective has an uprising of fear, and then all of a sudden I feel that fear clearing through my field because I've always worked with the collective on that level, and I'll all of a sudden have these feelings of anxiety that are, you know, unrelated to anything in my world, and recognize that the collective is clearing again something of importance. So the more we can tune in and pay attention, the greater it will be at our navigating these pathways. And so this past year being Soul Mastery Year, we're now seeing ourselves going into 2020, which is more about foundations and grounding and building. So it's a master builder year, right? It's the 2020, the 2-2 year, which also breaks down to the 4. And that's all master builder energy, the 22 being a master number, numerologically speaking. And so as we're coming into 2020, I was being shown that 2020 through 2030 is going to be an extremely significant time here on the earth and in our process of ascension, as we're going through these upgrades, because we're going to start to see, and it's not going to be rapid, but we're going to start to see in little increments these changes taking place. And so to support that process, I am in awareness that we're going to be activating some more codes. So before we got on this call, some of us were talking about yesterday afternoon codes coming through, and last night feeling them more significantly. I know some people have been activated, those maybe not on this call who couldn't make it because they were succumbing to a intense headache or neck aches as the codes coming in from our field. And we have to remember that everything is based on a time lock within Gaia and the living library, and also the frequencies and the codes within the solar system. So if you think about it from the perspective that, you know, these planetary actions, like right now, I think we have Pluto and Saturn conjuncting each other, which means that they're like in a, you know, kind of like a war with each other, or butting heads, if you will, is a better way to put it. And that contention that they're having, that conjunction, is Pluto, the wrecking ball, wanting to come in and just knock everything down. And then in that moment that Pluto comes in and knocks everything down, Saturn then has to step back for a second and say, okay, go ahead, knock it down. I'm just going to have them rebuild it again. And this time, because they didn't build it right the first time and you were able to knock it down, they're going to have to build it better, right? So these planetary actions are taking place, forcing us to shift things that are not in our alignment, right? If we may be in a work situation that's not working out for us, and we are constantly finding ourselves in a state of being challenged, and that we're constantly butting heads with our boss, well, maybe it's time to shift into a different position in your work field or your environment, or maybe you're not in the right place and it's time to look at that, right? Or maybe we are in our own business and the classes that we've been teaching in the past are not working out anymore, and maybe we're needing to shift that. Or maybe we're retired and we've been looking for something to do, and instead of allowing our universe to just show up with that something to do, we've been trying to make something happen that is just not working, and then have to take a step back and recognize that, oh, I guess this is where I have to kind of take a back seat, a step back, and look at what's being presented in my reality, right? So this is where we have to be a very conscious observer in everything that's happening around us. And the reason that this is such a significant time and why I wanted to do the call today is because we have a couple things taking place right now. We're going to be activating these freedom codes that were activated July 4th, right? And back then I had made a post on July 4th about finding the freedom within ourselves, not realizing that in doing that, I was actually activating the freedom codes, because I didn't even realize that the codes were activating or that there were codes, right? Because I was paying attention to a trip that I was on at the time. I was down by my brother in North Carolina. So I wasn't paying attention, and they were like tapping me on the head going like, hello, you got to post this. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm on vacation. And they're like, yeah, no, we don't get a vacation. You've got to post this. So here I was writing about the freedom of yourself and your sovereignty and autonomy and all of this, not even realizing like I'm posting about the freedom codes. And then after that happened, like the next day or two, I was like, oh my God, those are the freedom codes that were coming through. And I was not even in awareness, right? So really have to try to pay attention and be a conscious observer. And how I like to do that, for those of you that have played these games with me before, is to play with numbers, right? And so we know that when we see the sequential numbers, it activates the vagus nerve in our neck, which then activates the higher aspects within the pineal, hypothalamus, the thalamus, the thymus, all of these glands, right, that are in the upper region of the body, and turn them on, the pineal gland, all of that. And so every time we see sequential numbers like 111, 333, 222, whatever, we should really take that in and just be like, activation code, right? And the same thing with the birthday numbers, right? People are not in awareness that our birthday numbers are activation codes as well. So when you see your birthday someplace, activate that birthday number. That's my activation code, right? And claim it, take it in, command it in, right? And so, and those of you that know this game from my other classes will know that when you start to do that, oh my God, it amplifies your field like crazy. And then you start calling in other codes, right? And so what's been interesting for me is that in my sessions with people, they choose the time. I don't choose the time, right? They choose the time. But it's always interesting to see that they're coming at a time where they need a particular activation code. And I'll be in that session having a conversation just like this, and all of a sudden my attention will be drawn to time somewhere, because I don't really operate in time, but it's drawn to time. And then in it being drawn to time, I'll be like, oh, look, we have the 1144 code. Oh, look, 1111. We just activated the 1111 awakening code. See, this is how the game is played, right? I'm talking about it and then it happens. So when we're activating those codes, and yes, Joanne, definitely 9/11, and my housemate and friend is also a 9/11. Okay. And what's funny is since I started living with her in this house, right? We share a house together. I see 9/11 all over the place, as if I'm activating my own birthday code, right? But here's the potential in this code, so huge. So we're just gonna be playful. Hopefully none of you have to run off anywhere, because I have a feeling we're gonna go way past the time we're supposed to end this call. And so 9/11 is so awesome, because you know that code says you're always in a rebirthing process, right? So always in the renewal. So always in transition of the highest state of being. So the 9 being that transitional number just before the 1, which is always a new beginning, or the 10, which is completions. But here you have the 9 saying that you're in that transitional state, and it's followed up by the 11, right? And the 11 is being a master number, even if it's not your numerological master number designation. For me, it is. And it's all about manifestation, right? So when I look at that, I look at you like I look at my friend and say, this is someone who is able to be in their mastery and just call in whatever it is needed to support in all ways, right? So that number is very, very significant. And then if you look at the combination of that number date for 9/11, it adds up to an 11. So it's a number of manifestations. So it's powerful, very, very powerful, right? So in playing with these numbers lately, what I'm seeing on, in general, as I'm going about my day-to-day experience, is that we're now reawakening the 144 code, which is avatar consciousness, right? And that's the avatar Christ consciousness blueprint template overlay on the earth plane, right? Because 12D has been anchored in, and now we have access from that old third dimensional perspective all the way up into that 12th dimensional line, if you will, realm, if you will, which holds that Christic consciousness, right? So where we went up earlier in the meditation through the ascension column, the toroidal tube, whatever you want to call it, gave us access to that 12D, going through to the Godhead then and coming down with the higher self, right? So it aligns us and gives us more access to it. And every time you acknowledge that 144 code, it's not like you have to do anything, because your higher self already knows what's needed from it. So when you see the 144 code and you go, oh, 144 code, how exciting. What you're doing is again, you're making it so that your field, whatever it needs to turn on in your electromagnetic field, where all of these codes are kind of hanging out and waiting, you activate the time lock on that code. And if it's time for you to access more of your ascension intel that's held within your field, then it will unlock that code, and that code will integrate for you. And that's how it works. So it's really, it's a template overlay, right? So we keep renewing ourselves. I get questions all the time from people saying, oh, I feel so out of myself, like I'm getting dementia. I can't remember what a spoon is called, or I can't remember how to start my car. I mean, there was one time I posted that I stood at the back of my Jeep and I sat there and I looked at it for a few seconds and I'm like, I don't remember how to open my trunk. Like, this was bananas for me, right? But in that moment, I just laughed at myself and I was like, all right, I'm having a template overlay right now, right? So there is some new awareness that's coming in that is overlaying my original template, my old template, and now coming in with new information. And in order to do this, it kind of has to release that old template, and now a new template overlays. And so sometimes in that interim period, you're going to find that your thoughts are just not there. And you know, in the beginning, it might feel like it takes a while for them to come back online. But, you know, the more playful you could be and the less you hold fear in that moment and just be like, oh, look at me, you know, I have ascension dementia, or whatever you want to call it, right? And be playful. Then what happens is you integrate that code so much faster. And like in a matter of like 2 minutes, I was like, oh yeah, it's up here, right? I couldn't remember to grab where to grab, and I was and then here I am feeling under the trunk of my car, the back, to try and figure it out, right? So we're also in the 1144 code, right? So we have the beauty of the 11, which is the number for manifestation, and then we have the number 44 for me that holds responsibility. And when I look at the 44 code, it always brings me to my galactic aspects, and it brings in my awareness of of the Sirians, right? Sirius, star sector Sirius, because they're known for the get or done attitude. So like when I see the 44 code, it makes me feel like, okay, I need to just do this and just get this done, right? So it's more galactic, and galactic is always for me a little more divine masculine than divine feminine. And, you know, cats are also more galactic in nature. They're like their own record keepers, and the black ones are definitely connected to Sirian. I've had Sirian beings show up in my dreams that were about like 4 feet tall, that were like a black cat, thanking me for my contribution to humanity for the ascension process. So when I see this, it kind of like, you know, lines up with that information. And so we have all of this new stuff taking place. And as we're going through this this gateway now, as we've activated these last few days and we're on our way to the lunar eclipse, right, which will complete the eclipse season, because we just had the Capricorn eclipse, the solar eclipse. And this lunar eclipse is in Cancer, which is Cancer opposes Capricorn on the astrological wheel. And so where, you know, Capricorn is needing to make some changes, Cancer is going to fuel the emotional aspect of what's going to take place, right? And so we have to be very aware as we come closer to this this lunar happening, this lunar eclipse in Cancer, that we may find ourselves being a little more emotional than normal, or maybe people in our day-to-day experience will be bringing through more emotions, more than, you know, they had before. So this is something that's really important to become aware of, because at the same time that we're going through this lunar eclipse on the 10th, we're also having these planets which are, you know, kind of headbutting each other, the Saturn-Pluto story in Capricorn. And with Saturn, the taskmaster, wanting to get things done and wanting it done, you know, now, Pluto coming along as the wrecking ball, going like, yeah, okay, you did it, but you didn't do it the right way. So knock it down and let's do it again, right? Because we haven't completed that lesson, or we haven't perfected that lesson. And so what we're going to see through this period of time is some power struggles between people, right? Maybe not us so much because we're in our awareness. And if somebody does come to you with a way of wanting to challenge you on something, that you will step back from that and bring through your higher self and say, no, I see what's happening here. I'm being presented with an opportunity to go deeper into a place of love and hold love from a deeper perspective, seeing that this person is just helping me clear more of what I'm needing to let go of, right? And that all ties into judgment. So, and you releasing more of the ego, which is always, you know, on the forefront of everything, because it's how we came into this third dimensional reality. So knowing that this time and having this information, that this time period is going to be very emotionally charged, why this is coming up, because, you know, there's no mistakes in the solar system and there's no mistakes with how this ascension process is playing out, if you will. It's all perfectly aligned because the collective as a whole, especially those of us that are aware of ascension, those are aware of our spiritual evolution or our journey and want to be on it, like all of you on this call, are given an opportunity then through these things that are presenting, these challenges at some points that are presenting, to go into a greater alignment within yourself, right? So bring in more of the work. And this is the gift for all of us, to bring in more of the work, be in greater alignment and say, oh no, I see what's presenting here and I'm not going to feed into this. I'm going to let them come at me and like be angry and be mad. And I'm just going to imagine streaming love from my heart center and just a beautiful pink light or whatever color light you want to make it, and say, I'm just going to stream this love to them so that I can help them diffuse some of what they're feeling, because this is being this is a trigger trying to trigger me to get me to go deeper go deeper into my alignment within myself, and also to embody myself as a higher being, right? As a higher consciousness. And that's really what embodiment is. And we're in the phase of embodiment right now. So this is why this is so important, because the more we can be in embodiment and embody that Christed timeline, that highest expression of ourselves, what happens is this, right? So if you think about the, I don't know, 7 billion people that are on the earth plane, right? And maybe let's be generous and say 5% are conscious and on their ascension path, right? And that's a lot of people, 5%, because we're talking about 7 billion people, right? And so you think about 5% of people being on their conscious path, on their spiritual evolution, right? And you have us, who's a small collective, right, doing the work. Every time we're in alignment and embodying our higher self, our Christed self, whatever you want to call it, we're allowing space to be held, which is why I love the term holding space. We're allowing space to be held in a higher realm for everyone, for the all, for everybody who wants to participate, in doing it in whatever way they can, whatever way they're capable in that moment, to help them shift. And in doing that, we're supporting the collective shift, right? And every time we're embodying our highest aspect, stepping into our Christed self, holding ourselves in greater alignment, what we're doing is we're holding that space, creating a frequency, a vibration out there, so that those who are needing that little bit of help in shifting themselves, because, right, maybe they're on that edge and don't have an awareness that they're on the edge, and you holding your alignment, your embodiment of your soul self, walking your talk, right, is going to help them then smooth into that field that we're all creating through our work, through doing what we're doing. Does that make sense to everybody? This is really powerful, because this is where we say we're feeding the collective, we're assisting the collective, we're supporting the collective in the work, right? And it's really important to have an awareness that that's what we do as way showers. We show the way, right? Which is why if somebody asks me a question, I don't go into the, well, they're not paying me, so I'm not going to answer the question, right? Because that wouldn't be way showing the way, because I know that that would be lack consciousness playing out, which says then I'm not secure within my position where I am, and I'm not holding a higher vibration, a holder, a higher alignment, right? And that's really important for us to do that. In the past, I've worked with many teachers who did not do that, and I didn't feel aligned to them. I only work with those that are willing to share and give, and that's why when people are asking me questions, I am willing to assist, support, and help, because in answering those questions, it will help them. And then maybe they will say at some point, okay, I've hit a plateau. Now I need to come in and see you because something has shifted enough that, I think I'm ready for a session, right? But we can only have that when we've done enough of the footwork to do that, right? So that's where we let go of more fear and we feel more confident and comfortable in stepping forward. But in that likeness, that would be all of you taking the responsibility then when somebody asks you a question like, why do you post those pictures? Or why do you keep talking about sequential numbers? Or why do you burn sage? Or why do you do or why are you into crystals? Or, it's because when we answer those questions, we're helping to support their ascension process through our own embodiment, right? And it's so funny, it all comes back in so many ways, even when we're not in our awareness that we're going to be a receiver of something. For those of you that know me and have known me, for a long time in the past, you know that when I gave up my office to come in this house a year ago, I gave up all of my crystals and all of my tools. I had thousands and thousands of dollars worth, right? Well, as I have been working through a lot of stuff with me and have not felt that connection toward working with those tools and the crystals, because for me, every aspect, right, everything that we do is a initiation, right? So when people feel the call to start taking Reiki and do Reiki training, it's actually an activation for your initiation into your higher self, into a higher state of being, right? And so the same thing with, working with crystals or working with any kind of tools, really, as we're climbing a ladder, right? Because everything represents that old paradigm. And as we are climbing the ladder, we're finding that we shed off a lot of stuff as we come more into our spiritual self. And then yesterday, I have a client that, has been working through a lot of stuff and has come to like this amazing place in a few short sessions. And she shows up for me. I have to show you these because these are really quick. Beautiful. But she shows up with me. I don't know if you're going to see either of these, but they're rainbow quartz. And this one in particular, I don't know if this one is going to, you could see the, you can't see it. That's too bad. But they're like sparkly little rainbow stones, and they're so cute, and they're quartz. And I love quartz. But just when I think I've like given everything away and was planning on gifting another crystal that like I just don't find I have a need or connection to, and I'm making the package to send that to the person that I believe should be the recipient of that, two more crystals show up on my doorway. And I just, so this is why we share, right? This is why we give. We give and then we constantly receive. And what I love about these two crystals is that their essence is of manifestation. So I'm like, yes, universe, thank you for acknowledging I am a good manifester. So playful in everything, right? We need to be playful in all the things that we do. And that's why embodiment always is important, because when somebody comes at us in a way that's not good, then that's not really reflecting us. That's just an opportunity for us to be triggered to go deeper. It's an opportunity for us to also engage in our higher self or our aspect and understand that that is where they're capable of being right now. So then we have to turn it up a notch and just really anchor more in. And the more we anchor in, the more we raise our vibration and step into higher places, right? Because that third dimensional perspective is, you know, as I've explained before, is, you know, driving on the highway, someone cuts you off and then you're cursing them. And then, you know, all through your day, you're talking about it, you're angry, you're frustrated, you're creating an opportunity for a real accident to happen because you're holding that vibration. Maybe you get in your car later that day and your car won't start, right? All this icky energy. And then we get into fourth dimensional consciousness, and fourth dimensional consciousness, that same person would cut you off and you go, hey, you stupid, but oh, wait, love and light, peace, love and light, right? And then you're like, oh, that was close. I don't know. I hope they're okay. And then you get to work and you're like, oh, did you know somebody almost cut me off? And I hope they're okay. I really hope they're okay. You know, I try to maintain my presence and just send them some love, right? And then you get into fifth dimensional consciousness and you're on the road and somebody cuts you off and you're like, ooh, they're having a bad day. I hope they're careful. I'm just going to send them love and light to be careful. Okay. And you go back to whatever you were doing and you never give it another thought because once it's in, it's out, right? So that's how we're operating now. And so the more present we can be, the more conscious we can be, the better we'll be at navigating all of this, especially this chaotic energy that is going to be coming our way, because today actually the codes coming in today is amplifying all of this energy that we're streaming in right now, all of this this bigger energy, and we're seeing it in the sun always, right? As the sun is morphing and expanding and doing all of these wonderful, amazing things. And then, of course, with that, we're having these rainbow frequencies as more of 5D is anchored in, because the rainbow frequencies are the bridge connecting 3D and 5D, right? But that 4D bridge is also the 4D astral plane. And that 4D astral plane gives us the opportunity to exit our reality if we're choosing not to be here anymore. So we have to be consciously aware of that as well, because we might start to see more and more and more and more and more people exiting that are not supposed to be here for the physical organic ascension in the next couple of years, right? And we'll notice that people are going to exit in really kind of weird ways, right? And so we have to just keep an open mind that it's at the soul level, right? I had a client whose mom stubbed her toe. Within a matter of 2 days, it turned gangrenous. The gangrene went right to her heart and gave her a heart attack, and she died, right? But when I sat in the reading with this client, I said, but she's coming through saying her life was miserable because she could only sit on the sofa because her legs were so bad and she was at a place where she was wanting to go. And he said, yeah, she couldn't do anything. She was just sitting on the sofa all day. And I was like, right, so her soul made the decision to just transcend now. And we have to be okay with that. Sometimes that's hard to do, but you know, when we have this awareness that nothing is on the human level, everything is at the soul level, then it kind of makes it easier for us to navigate being, you know, here with everything that's taking place, right? So today's energy is amplifying all of that. And those little rainbow frequency codes that we're seeing, I know I said this on the last call, I'm going to repeat it again, is every time we're seeing rainbows and we're connecting into rainbows and manifesting rainbows, it's anchoring in more of that 4D energy, which is then bringing us even closer to 5D, right? And now I perceive myself in 5D more than I'm anywhere else, sometimes 7D when I see two suns in the sky. But until our body can physically hold those frequencies, that's not going to be a possibility, right? Because our field has to clear the distortions, the third dimensional gook, if you will, that we've been carrying all this time, our whole lifetime, in order to evacuate enough of that to bring in more light. And so in doing this work, we're doing that, we're bringing in more light. And the more light you have, the more you're in that frequency, you're raising your vibration. Because if you think about it this way, right, third dimension is over here on the spectrum and 12th dimension is here, and everything in between is a frequency, a spectrum of frequencies, right? So if you're wanting to get from third dimension to fourth dimension, you have to turn the dial, raise the frequency, and the frequency is always rotating, because that's how everything in our reality is. Planets rotate, the earth rotates, our field rotates, right? And so the higher we make our frequency, the faster our field rotates, which is called an oscillation, and that oscillation rate is what gives us our vibration. And then when you feel connected to somebody or something, that would be resonance. So you're resonating with that person or that something, that situation, right? So it's important to hold this, this awareness as we're playing in these frequencies. And when you're feeling out of sorts and you're not feeling yourself, rest your body, because your body might be needing to pull those codes in from your field into your physical body as it anchors more through these time lock codes, these situations that occur only when your higher self allows for that new integration to happen, that next level of integration to happen, right? So all of this is important to have an awareness. The energy starting today are going to be really amplifying, so be prepared for that. You might be feeling more. Even if you are at a higher vibration already, you might be feeling it differently. When those rainbow codes activated for me back in May, it took me right into 5D, and that was it. My desire to do art again and paint and draw just came right online. It was like I never stopped from when I was in high school, because in high school, my portfolio was stolen and I didn't choose art as my pathway. After that, I went into business and banking, right? So now all of a sudden it's activated that creative aspect with me, which is what 5D is. 5D energy is creativity. So if you're feeling more creative or creative in a different way, and you're seeing different things that you want to do, or you maybe you can't stop thinking about being creative in some way, or, you know, whether it's taking pictures or doing art or, you know, redoing your house or whatever is creative for you. And then that's 5D activating in your field, which is really super exciting, because when you hit 5D, the potentials beyond that is so great, right? And then, so what's going to happen is we get through this eclipse, but we're still going to be participating in all these crazy energies. And then on the 13th, I understand that we're going to have some new energies, new brand new codes coming through that we have not experienced before. So get your seatbelts on and buckle up, because we don't know what that's going to bring through. But there's going to be some new stargates opening. And remember that, you know, when I talk about the out there, the stargates out there, it's really the stargates within us, right? Because all of the stargates, the portals, all of that stuff is really inside of us. It just looks like it's outside, because our third eye does such a great job being a projector of our conscious reality that we perceive all of this as being outside. So we want to understand that this is really, it's really an aspect that is happening within us. And that's why sometimes it will take us offline for a few days with a flu, frequency light upgrades, or something to put us down so that we can just upgrade our light body technology, okay? With these, so the most important thing that's coming up on the 10th, though, is the freedom codes, right? And the reason that we call them freedom codes is because they are freeing us. These new energies that are coming in are freeing us from our old belief systems, from the old paradigms, from the old ways of doing things, right? So if you suddenly find yourself having these new thoughts surrounding something, it's because you're integrating more of these freedom codes, which are relieving some of the old programs, the limiting beliefs, right, that are keeping us stuck. So you have to remember the field of the earth is locked into time dynamics, like our field around our physical body, our electromagnetic field. Our electromagnetic field holds duality and polarity, right? So it's all relative to time dynamics, which is why we have always operated by time. And so our field holding that timeline, or actually it's so the first strand of DNA is our physical form, our physical body, and the second strand of our DNA, and these are the two strands that are in our physical body, right? The second strand of our DNA has to do with duality and polarity and time dynamics. So if you think about it from that perspective, and our electromagnetic field warehouses that, then you'll understand that that is a timeline dynamic that's in our field, that's also been in the field of Gaia, if you will, right? And so we are releasing more of that. And you'll notice with certain things that you do, or maybe certain little habits or ways of doing things, and then you'll get through it, and an hour later you'll turn back and look and go, oh my gosh, that's weird, because I didn't do A and B, and I always do A and B, and I like that's been part of me since I'm born, and I didn't do A and B. And now you have this new awareness, and you don't even feel connected to doing A and B anymore, right? But it's like this thing that's just released from you, and you're having this moment of awareness, right? So that's what happens when the freedom code activates. When the freedom codes activate, it allows us to step more fully into our authenticity, which is why it's very important to always stand in your authenticity, because we're being pushed to shed off what is not truly us and step into that more authentic self. And so for some of us, that means that if we've been struggling with an illness or a bad habit or something like that, we might see it amplify, right? Before we are able to heal through it or work through it in whatever way. So we have to keep that in the back of our mind, that as we're going through this process and all of this energy is amplifying those different things in our field, those different aspects in our field, we're that's happening because we may be needing to shed something that, you know, is not working for us anymore, right? Or maybe we've come to a place where the illness or the physical limitation that we have is really, you know, at 100% maximum. And we're like, boy, we're just really feeling done with this, but we're feeling like we're not capable of moving beyond it. And that would be just a limiting belief, because the body has the ability to heal everything. Right? So this is where we are with letting go through these freedom codes and activating more of our authentic self. And in these moments, when you have a slight bit of awareness, these little aha moments, those would be the times where you would want to say, oh yeah, wow, look at that. I must have activated a freedom code that's allowing me to feel like I could let go. And I don't need to do that anymore. I don't need to be this situation anymore. Or let's take something like, you know, you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is you look at your cell phone, right? That's a habit. So maybe you'll get to a place where you wake up in the morning and you don't look at your cell phone, and you go downstairs and you do whatever you do, or you're on the same floor if you have a ranch, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I didn't look at my cell phone. And then in that moment, just say, yeah, cool, I must have activated a freedom code, releasing that dynamic of needing to run that program constantly, right? So the more awareness that we have the more we can make better choices that are higher aligned. And these freedom codes are actually based on our free will of choice, right? Because nothing is going to transpire or happen unless we're wanting it to, because we're still playing in that dimensional field, right? So it's all activating through free will. And you have the ability, like with the number codes, with the sequential codes, to command them in, right? So in any circumstance that you're wanting to shift, all you have to do is claim it and then command it in. And you can end it with, and so it is. That's such a powerful phrase. And if you want to challenge yourself on where your thoughts are, every time you think something, start ending that phrase or that thought with, and so it is, and see if you really want to create that, right? Because how many times do we think something like, you're wanting to do something and you think to yourself, I'm not going to do that, or, oh, it's not going to work out for me. And let's say you say that phrase, it's not going to work out for me. And then you go, yeah, Maria said, and so it is. Oh yeah. No, I don't want to manifest that in my reality, right? That's manifesting a negative. That will challenge you to see how you're talking to yourself, right? Because our actions, our words, and our thoughts create our reality in every way, right? It shapes the reality that we're experiencing in our day-to-day experience. So we don't want to speak something in that we're not wanting to have as our experience. We're not wanting to think about something that we're not wanting to have, because, you know, people that think about their car and how much they don't like their car and how much they would love a new car, and, you know, maybe their car isn't new, but it's still working. And then all of a sudden their car doesn't start one day, or maybe they have an accident with it. It's because they're filling that field with negative thoughts about that car. And that car will stop running or get into an accident because of that negative vibration that is now being placed in that field, in that realm, in that circumstance, in that situation. Does that make sense to everybody? It's really important that we not, you know, we be in awareness and only feed in the highest of what we are wanting as our experience, right? So we're going to be seeing a lot of this, you know, coming through at a much higher level. And so you might experience yourself feeling a lot more tired and feeling like you need to sleep until you're more comfortable, your physical field, your physical vessel is more comfortable with integrating all of this new code technology you know, it's constantly being asked to amplify, right? So that requires our conscious participation, our awareness. And so we're going to see a lot of changes too, I believe, on the earth. And the more present we could stay and the higher we can create in our experience, right? The higher aligned we can be in our experience of our day-to-day activities, the better off we're going to be in navigating through. Because we're seeing those fires in Australia. And Australia has been a country that, to the best of my knowledge, has never really had a traumatic experience, right? We see that all the time here in the United States through earthquakes in California on the West Coast mostly, and then tornadoes and all kinds of erratic hurricanes and like all that stuff, right? And then a couple of months ago, I was posed a question by a friend of mine who asked me about Uhuru, which is a mountain that is in some kind of park in Australia. I've never been there before, but I know that it's being mentioned a lot on a lot of different, in a lot of different chat groups in the spiritual community and whatnot. And for those of you that know that I talked about the fires in California and how California represented the root chakra, and because of all the work that's been done out there is now really transcending more to the heart center, right? Australia represents the solar plexus. So if we look at this mountainous region of Uhuru, it's as if Gaia is saying, I'm really starting my awakening as I've come back into self-love through my heart center and all of the shifting. Back in October of 2017, we saw the beginning of the end of the patriarchal system on the earth as Hugh Hefner passed away and Playboy went with him, which was very derogatory in nature to women. But if you think about it, all those souls that were participating in that chose to participate for the experience that we were all offered, right? So there's nothing that is done without a purpose, right? We have to be aware of that. And so we started to see the Me Too movement pop up at the same time, which was all that patriarchal stuff coming up again. And then we were seeing more fires in California, which was the root chakra, which, like, think about it, you know, patriarchal with all that, Me Too with sex, right? Root chakra, sex, sexual energy, right? And then we started to see some other transitions with the sacral area of the earth. And now it makes no surprise to me that we're in the solar plexus, which is empowerment. So I'm feeling that, you know, Gaia is going to go through some rebirthing, and it's going to be as if she is going to shed some of her old skin, her identity, and, you know, rebirth herself, regrow a new, you know, a new surface. So I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see some more activations in some more places. I do not believe this is going to happen, like, you know, to bring mass chaos all at once, but our awareness and doing our own personal work is going to raise our vibration, continue to raise the consciousness, and the more awareness that we can hold as to what is taking place on the earth, the better off we're going to be, and that we can support those then that are still holding fear in a fear-based way, right? And so those that are maybe working with dragon energy, I know myself, I'm connected to the dragon realm and unicorns, and Lemuria and Atlantis comes up for me all the time. We can ask our water dragon counterparts to help assist with Uhuru and putting out some of those fires, as well as asking the water elementals of the earth to assist and support that as well. You know, fire is action. It is very intense energy. It's burning up anger. And, you know, there's a lot of distortion that is playing out in that whole thing. So the more we can participate and be in awareness of everything that's taking place, the better off we will be. So we're capable of, you know, Kali, C-A-L-I, which is the fire goddess, I think. She's just coming through now as another representative, another being that wants to participate. And I'm also understanding Archangel Metatron, the Merkaba, which the two halves are actually at the solar plexus. So that's, you know, all of this is being activated now. And so we're wanting to really have an understanding and an awareness of what's taking place. And I really feel like we're going to see a lot more of this. And I don't think that there's going to be a place on the earth where there's not going to be some kind of a transformation that's going to take place, that's going to happen. But if the more conscious we can be, and the more we can be loving in nature towards it, the more we can assist and support Gaia and what she needs to do, as we're not holding fear, because, you know, as we're ascending into a fifth dimensional consciousness, that old burning off is releasing that third dimensional paradigm. So it will not affect us in the way that we have to be fearful or vacate any place. It is merely a transcendence that Gaia is going through. And then in likeness, it raises her vibration so she can continue to support us through our own transformation and transcendence within ourselves. So I hope that makes sense for everybody. Yes? Okay. So does anybody have any questions, or is there something that you guys are wanting to discuss that you could bring up at this time? Anybody? No? Nobody has any questions? Anything that you're wanting to talk about? No? Anything that you're seeing playing out in reality that you're needing help with? All right. All right. So with that, then, I guess we're going to close the call, but stay present for yourselves through all of this. right? And make sure that you're tuning in, staying centered in your heart, and holding an awareness that, you know, nothing in our reality is happening to us. It's happening for us. So we are all in this together, participating, sharing information, coming together, and creating our authenticity as we go in whatever way that is, right? So, and the other thing that I want to say here, because this is coming through now, so let me just talk about this real quick. I know I opened with the galactics and whatnot, but I'm being called to talk about connecting in and channeling for ourselves, right? So something that is coming up over and over again is connecting to your guides, to the higher realms. And yeah, we're coming out of that whole third dimensional paradigm where, you know, the veil was heavier and only a few people were able to connect in. And now we're in a place where the veil is super, super thin and almost non-existent as it's shedding out. And again, that's a timeline thing for like where you're capable of meeting that information. So if somebody approaches you and they're like, oh my God, the veil is gone. I can't believe, you know, that this and this. And you're like, yeah, I'm not feeling that connected yet. Still, just know that that's a timeline thing, right? So you have to hit that timeline and that frequency. But what I want to say is that because I get asked this question all the time, and I think I'm going to do a class, two classes coming up on the galactics, our star families, because there's a lot of misinformation surrounding that too. Sometimes people are under the impression that they're only associated or allowed to associate with one star family, and we're comprised of the many. Right, the all. And so we're not limited either to who we can connect with in our reality. For me, it doesn't always feel like I'm connecting to someone else because I've had four higher selves come in. So sometimes it always just feels like me. And then I have to ask, like, you know, who am I connecting, or would this be coming from more or less, because it just feels like it's me, because that's what happens with the higher self. So, but you know, I want you all to be aware that you're all connecting all the time. Like, there's not a time where you're not, right? And if you're being called to take a picture of the sun or to take a picture of nature or to do this or to do that, believe that it is your higher self that's driving that bus, that's making you feel like you have to go do this right now. Like when the sun calls me, it's my higher self going, get out here, take a picture right now, because there's something magical happening, right? So, you know, just have that awareness that you are not limited. The only limit you have is the one that's placed on yourself. Let's do this question. People who are close to me, who are sensitive to negative galactic beings, what do you know about them? Okay, so negative galactic beings. Well, so let's talk about this for a second. That's a really awesome question, right? Anybody that knows me knows that I have never, ever subscribed to the whole entity attachment thing, because I believe that that is a conscious placement, right? So if we look at the dimensions and we have to take a peek at fourth dimension. Now, when the Earth was created, it was created for us to come here and experience emotions and play this human game in this human physical body to really understand what emotions are all about, right? And so, of course, my galactic cat has a say-so in this. So in this creation of the Earth, you know, you have to look at it from this perspective, that there are beings from all over the galaxy, right? And some of the beings were wanting to be involved in the ascension of the Earth to play the game, to see how it was to work through duality and polarity. And then there were other beings out there, just like on the Earth and just like in human form, who were holding a lower vibration and, you know, manifest it into a lower vibration, right? Like the reptilian race, the Dragonians, and also the Zeta Reticula, the lower. But the Zetas really didn't have like a malicious intention to they were doing the abductions back in the 60s and 70s and the early 80s because they had a contract with our government to do that, to abduct humans to understand so that they could do experimentation to understand emotions and the emotional body. And that was because they over cloned themselves, right? Trying to produce the perfect race. So they were not generally malicious in ways. It was just they're trying to understand how to get their emotions back online, if you will, right? But the Dragonians and the which we still carry the reptilian consciousness, and I believe that's located in our gallbladders. So a lot of that is shedding out too now. So anybody experiencing issues with the gallbladder, warm water with lemon is really great at flushing gallbladder issues, right? And that's just holding that consciousness that it might be reptilian connected will actually heal that aspect in the gallbladder. But anyway, so the Dragonians and also the Anunnaki, right? And the Anunnaki had like put a webbing around the earth as a containment field and whatnot. And so you had these races that were like vying in pole position that were a fourth dimensional consciousness, because not every race, not every galactic race out there is a higher consciousness, right? We have djinns that are fourth dimensional. We have elementals that are fourth dimensional. We have the reptilian consciousness, which is 4D, and we have the Anunnaki, which is 4D. And so, you know, some of those beings are still holding malicious intent, and most of those beings are now transcending their consciousness with our ascension process, right? So when we look at attachment issues or being toyed with by negative galactic beings, it's primarily because individuals that are needing to play that out are doing so because there's something that is needed to be rectified or healed within themselves, that they're willing to engage in that dynamic with those beings, right? Because for most of us, we're not going to call in or engage in that way with those beings because we're sovereign in our field, which means that we hold our field in a higher importance, right? So we wouldn't just let anything through, okay? And so that's really important for us to have that kind of an awareness. But those individuals that are choosing to play that out are needing something from that experience. And you have to remember that those types of experience are always at the soul level, what the soul is contracted to do. And just give me 1 second. I want to just read this. Okay, yeah, I'll answer that in a question. That's an awesome question. So we're playing out these different roles with these beings, right? And so when people have these negative engagements, it's because they're willing to do that. Now, I know that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are empaths, that are sensitives, that are using, you know, things like the CBD oils to help them as a nervine to help calm them down. They're maybe on some kind of medications for anxiety, or they may be using pot or, you know, having alcohol occasionally. But all of that, for me, lowers your vibratory field, okay? And whenever you're using something that lowers your vibratory field, you're going to allow things that you don't want in your field in. Because if you think about it from this perspective, everything holds a consciousness. Everything. Everything in our reality holds a consciousness. And we have also come in with fractaled aspects of ourselves that are also a consciousness that needs to heal, right? So it may be that these people that are experiencing these negative galactic beings are actually experiencing a fractaled aspect of their soul, which is a consciousness that is playing out from when they were a being, a negative being in the fourth dimensional realm. Like maybe they were a reptilian and they were connected to that, or they were an Anunnaki connected to that. And this aspect is then appearing as if it's a being, but it's not. It's really a consciousness that they're connecting to. Does this make sense to everybody? Right? Because everything holds a consciousness. You have to remember, we're always playing and engaging in the quantum field. The quantum field is all around us. So they're playing in and experiencing these consciousness, right? And that's not to say that there couldn't really be a reptilian or something that is interacting with them in the consciousness, right? Because when I had my office in Belport in 2008, there were times where I would see a reptilian show up in a holographic form and just watch me, because I was part of the Zeta Reticula program when I was a child, when I was a baby, right? So they would watch me to see how far I've come. And it was at the time where I was doing Reiki, and they're like, wow, look at where she's come to. She's actually awakened from all of the emotional torment we put her through as a child, and she actually worked through it, and now she's doing Reiki. So they would come watch me, but they never once interfered or were mean or malicious or anything like that. So that's a soul contract, right? That's playing out, that needs to be engaged in. And also we have to look at whether or not these individuals that are experiencing this are experiencing it from a lower vibrational state of being. So are they doing something that is creating a hole in their field where this consciousness can then come through and connect with them? I hope that makes sense, right? Because that's really important. And like, so now on the earth now, I would never recommend anybody do anything like, experiences of going and having any kind of narcotics or smoking anything or anything like that, because we used to do that in the past to get into fifth dimensional consciousness or get into fourth dimensional consciousness. Now we're already there. We don't need to do that because we're already there. So if you're doing that, your experience is going to be a negative one, because it's going to lower your vibration in your field and cause potential distortions, holes, or some kind of anomaly. Okay. So, I personally don't engage with any of that negativity or negative entity consciousness. It's never played a factor in my life, although I was a participant with the Zetas when I was a child. But I don't hold any fear to that, because my higher self understands that it was a soul contract. It was a participation that I went through. We have all had a secondary job doing something else while we're experiencing our human experience in this physical body. Okay. So we just have to keep that in mind. So hopefully that makes sense. And please ask questions on that if it doesn't make sense. And if you want to dialogue this out, you don't have to write it, and I'll just bring you on live with me and we can talk about it, because it's good awareness for everybody to have. So Joanne, you're asking, are some of us bridges between the dimensions and also catalysts for others to expand their thinking? Yes and yes. So we are, it goes back to soul contracts, right? And what we have signed up for. And sometimes the people that are in our reality, in our immediate experience, signed up to be in our experience. Let me just let him out of the way. He's going to keep bothering me. Sorry about that. Okay. So Galactic Cat did not want to hear about the Galactics. So let me just read the rest of this. Okay. Okay, I'm actually gonna read this out loud because this is a great question. Are some of us bridges between the dimensions and also catalysts for others to expand their thinking? Last night I was kept awake until almost midnight, very abnormal for me. I'm thinking it was a combination of feeling the fears of the collective and the world issues going on currently. I can acknowledge that is not for me, but I am part of it since I am a human being. Yes, working within the collective consciousness, feeling the collective consciousness. Then you mentioned the codes being activated. I am just finishing up a cold or flu. Absolutely, that's because you activated some new codes. So we slowed down the activation. Absolutely, when we have a flu or a cold and we're taken offline, it's because our body has asked us to rest several times before that. And when we didn't participate, it was like, all right, I'm just giving you a frequency light upgrade and boom, down you go, right? And my childhood was filled with predictions of California falling into the ocean. So you're accessing old telos information, right? So you're holding that memory in your field. Due to the earthquakes in World War III started in the Mideast. So I know that these events are triggering some of that childhood trauma so I could let it go. Absolutely. Yeah. So excellent question. And yes, so those of us awake and aware are tuning in at a collective level, right? When I had cancer twice and then I cleared a cyst, it was all root chakra, all of it. And that was from 2000 until 2017 when I finally finished all of it, right? The early 2000 to 2004 was a cancer. And then 2017, I had developed a cyst in 2013 in my Bartholin gland to 2017. That was all collective. I was clearing the collective through my physical body. So whatever was coming up, the fear and the lack of grounding on the earth and the manipulation and the betrayal. Now I'm going to tell you, Joanne, for you particularly, we're clearing, again, heavy duty betrayal, manipulation, shame, violation, all of that coming up as we're, and that's why I mentioned Uhuru earlier, because that takes us from root chakra right up into solar plexus. Do you see that? How important that is, right? And so this is where we get to clear our field, because we're carrying all of that old timeline information in our field. Because if you think about what I said when we first got on the call, where we're actually alchemizing these timelines, right? And in order to do that, as the Akash is clearing Gaia, we can't say, okay, Gaia, you just clear these timelines, right? We can't do that because we're part of Gaia. These physical bodies that we're in are part of Gaia. So in the alchemizing process of it, it means that we're going to be triggered to bring that to the forefront, to bring that to the surface. And in like, so in you acknowledging that through writing it, first of all, you light grounded it in as your awareness that you're holding, which is a higher perspective, right? So when we're wanting to set an intention or something and we write it down, that's light grounding. We're light grounding in it, we're calling it in, very important. And just the same, when we have something coming up that we want to release, we can write it out and release it that way through light grounding it. And the more we acknowledge that these are just feelings that we are having that are coming up because a timeline is wanting to clear, right? So you're going back to when Telos was in that region and like Lemuria sunk in the ocean, right? So that takes you back through that war of Atlantis and Lemuria, those timelines back then, right? And the more we can hold that consciousness and that awareness that this is what's coming up to clear, we can also understand that as we are transcending that information, right, that technology through our physical field, because if you think about the Taurus, the electromagnetic field, these timelines are bandwidth frequencies that are in our field, right? And these bandwidth frequencies that are in our field are also bandwidth frequencies that are in the field of Gaia. So let's take what's happening with you, Joanne, where you're feeling this, right? And you're feeling this collective angst, this fear coming up. So the fear, your fear that's in your field, you're holding on to that frequency, that timeline. And then in having this awareness, you're going into the collective and holding that one of the earth. And now you're like, ooh, wow, look at this. I didn't realize this, but I'm holding my timeline of fear and I'm holding the earth's timeline of fear. No wonder I feel like my head's going to pop off my shoulders and I just want to run under the covers and hide somewhere, right? Because we don't realize we're actually taking those two and plugging them in together, and then we're running that through our field and it's amplified and it can be overwhelming at times, right? And yesterday I was feeling the same thing that you were feeling in the collective, that collective raise in awareness and fear, right? And so think about it from this perspective as we're coming into these greater times now. And I mention the lunar eclipse and Pluto and Saturn going head to head and all of that, right? That's just amplifying and feeding into all of the energy. And it's happening because it's pushing us. Yes, clear it. We need you to clear it. We need you to get rid of this, you know, and the more we're willing to do our work and the more we're willing to tune in and be part of this and be present for it and not be in fear of it, the faster it clears. It's like up and out, right? And so, and we can have little things in our reality that could feel like big things, you know? On a personal level, for me, something that came up that I didn't realize was going to affect me the way it did was on New Year's Eve, I texted my brother and I said, so what are you guys doing, him and his girlfriend, what are you doing for New Year's Eve? And he texted me back and he said he was going to some mountain inn where they live in North Carolina. And I said, oh, are you going for dinner or are you going to stay through the night? And, you know, you get in a room, you're staying through the night. And he said, dinner through the night and getting married in the morning. And I was like, wait, what? Wait, married? And so, you know, I was shocked, obviously, being his sister, his only living relative, not being told, right? And immediately it brought up these feelings of, you know, not being important enough to be told, right? Not factoring into his life, into his equation or whatever. And then I kind of looked at that and I'm like, I should be really mad at this, right? So I was like, all right, I don't know how I feel right now. And I have to actually take a step back. And in taking that step back, I was like, okay, so I'm not happy about this. I feel unimportant and I'm going to let myself feel unimportant. And I'm feeling a little angry. That I wasn't at least told, and not that it's any of, you know, my business. And so, you know, I was running all of these things, judgment, abandonment, you know, like all of this stuff coming up. And I sat there and I just let myself have all of it. I let myself feel all of it. And Joanne, you just had an activation when I said that. Did you feel that breath? Yeah. So in having this conversation and sharing this dynamic, this is how healing happens, right? We're activating ourselves into being okay with having that experience and accepting what is and not needing to change it, not needing to make it different, but just being present for it and showing up for it and being like, okay, well, as highly ascended as I think I am, there's ego. I'm still angry that my brother went and did this, right? And so then you could have a moment and laugh at yourself like I did with myself and said, okay, yeah, human stepping forward, higher self, get out of the way. It's like lady with a baby. I got to come through here, you know, human coming forward. And so this is where we step forward into what is, into what's happening and allow ourselves to participate in it in grace and ease. Okay. So in in having this awareness, what I will say of this, right? In having this awareness and looking at it, the beauty in the gift of being a conscious player in your reality, right? A conscious co-creator, because we're creating all of this, all of it, right? The beauty in being conscious in your process is that you get to choose the next moment. You get to choose how that's going to play out for you, how you're going to experience the next moment. When we don't get caught up in how I'm feeling, I shouldn't be feeling this way, I shouldn't be doing this, I shouldn't be thinking this, I shouldn't be reacting like this, we've already stepped out of where we want to be. And we've gone back into the third dimensional paradigm of wanting to control the situation in a different way, instead of just giving ourselves an opportunity in that moment to have the permission to be exactly where we are, right? Have the fear, have the rejection, have the resentment, have the whatever trauma is coming up for you. And just allowing it then to be part of your moment, be part of your experience, and be like, oh, look at that. I'm having this experience. And you know what? I'm going to love myself more right now, right now. Going into my heart center, I'm going to just hold my heart and say, you know what? Have this, cry it out, scream it out, yell it out, beat your damn pillow over your bed, whatever you got to do. But I'm going to love myself in this moment, right through this moment, because it is where I am in this moment. Does that make sense for everybody? Yeah. Because that's really what we need to do, right? There's no right or wrong. There's no program for how to handle all of this except to just be in it. So the more you're in it, and Joanne, you might have felt this, but you probably cleared so much of it in just having this awareness, right? And then suddenly you're like, oh, look at that. Oh, it's gone. Right? Yeah. It's like, yes, it's all about acceptance, accepting and then letting go. Right.
Well, I had to take the time this morning to listen to my music meditations, mm-hmm. and also to go through the pictures I've taken in the last 2 days of the birds to do inner meditation in order to recognize, open up my heart center to receive the love that I should receive and to let it all go. Because there were the dominoes of things that happened yesterday, mm-hmm. that impacted and created a snowball of things, of the feelings. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but I was consciously aware of what was going on, but it still was hard for me to just say, oh, okay, well, you know. So I did have to this morning consciously stay off the computer for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah.
And listen to the music meditations. And like I said, I use my nature pictures to help me focus on the beauty and on Earth. So,
well, I love that, and that's perfect, because right, we're not going to have it perfectly together. And even me, I had to go through the process of going through the process a couple hours after finding that information out. Right, not that I was mad at him, just feeling my own wound, you know? And it took me going through dinner and then just coming back and defragging myself and everything. And there are many times, and have been many times in my path, that I've had to resort to looking back at pictures or putting on some music or, you know, putting on something, right? And going to something that's going to then bring me back into centeredness, you know? And what I love about the birds is what came through for me when you said the birds is freedom of flight. Yeah. So that's powerful as an animal totem. And that you tuned into the birds, that was like to give yourself wings to fly again.
Also, in noticing the signs of nature, the birds were all fighting the last 2 days.
Yeah.
We're not the only ones affected.
No.
The birds were out there fighting. And this is, in springtime, I expect that.
Yeah.
You know, the competition going on with the mating.
Yeah.
But wintertime, you don't expect that.
Yeah, there's three cats here, and there's a lot of cats in this neighborhood. And last night, one of the other cats from somewhere else came here and started fighting with my male. And so you could see it. Yes, this energy is not just allocated to us human form. This is animals as well. And the Rainbow Bridge stuff is also animals as well, because when their soul contract is up with their human partner, they will be transcending off planet. Yeah, because they're really gurus for us and work through our health issues for us sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it's very powerful. That's great. Love that. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Welcome. Yeah, anybody else want to get on before we jump off? Anybody has any questions, anything about the galactics, anything about health or anything? No? Nobody else? I know, Lisa, you're laughing. I can't hear you. I'm going to unmute you.
Your mouth is still numb.
Your mouth is still numb, so you can't talk?
Well, I can talk a little bit, but I think for me what was really shocking was, if I share with the group, is I'm having some dental work done, is the appliance I was putting in my mouth to help me breathe at night is causing a whole bunch of damage to my mouth. And so I had to really sit with myself and not be angry that I was misinformed, because that's not where I want to go with it. And I have to revisit using one of those horrific sleep
apnea
appliances. Yeah. And I know I'm not supposed to send the energy, I'm supposed to say, love the machine, but I had such a struggle that it punctured my lungs. They made it too high.
Okay.
And so now I have to get over the fear of sleeping, which is really hard, because, you know, you put a machine on, you think it's going to assist you, and then it hurts you.
Yeah.
So I have to make peace with it and realize, you know, what is that about?
Yeah. So let's start here, because I definitely want to break this down with you. Because I have had a lot of people come to me with sleep apnea issues. And for me, sleep apnea, you know, is a process where you're waking yourself up constantly at night, right? Where you stop breathing and then
you're gagging.
You're like
your plastic bag is on your head and you're like waking up gasping. Yeah. So, I mean, I know from my experience doing past life work, you know, being burned more than once, being drowned, I'm just reliving that over again. So I'm trying to release that so I don't live in this reality.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about that for a second. So it's amplifying now, because obviously the energies are, really strongly pulling out of our field. But something I want to have you think about is, when we talk about past life, right, that's further separating us from our now moment and where we are right now, because past life implies that there was something before the now, which is here and now, and everything is really happening simultaneously to this now moment. So all those timelines, right? So part of this for me is the fear, and you know, when I look at this, I look at this in a little different light, because I'm seeing an aspect of you that was suffocated in your sleep, that was murdered in your sleep, right?
Yes.
And that's what's coming up for me, right? And that doesn't really matter so much as to you needing to have an understanding or an awareness of working through this or healing through this. And so one of the things that, you know, so I want to just put this all in perspective for you. So the fact that the machine actually is meant to help you, but then punctured your lung, right? And the lungs hold grief. Right? So if we look at fear, fear is a root issue, root energy, right? And so, and it's root energy, lungs, and root. So we have first and fourth energy centers affected, right? So first energy center, root, and heart are always intertwined for me, right? Always. Mm-hmm. They always go together in every aspect of healing I've ever done with anybody. So it's always root and heart. And then we look at the lungs. The lungs hold either grief or fear, okay, energetically. And then when we look at the root chakra is the skin. And so the skin is our overall beingness, right? Holding that fear. And so in this situation, right, it's affecting your mouth, it's affecting your teeth. Teeth are hold the deepest programs, right? So our teeth, our bones and our teeth hold the deepest programming in the body, right? So all of those old distortions, all of those old distorted beliefs are needing a place to vent, are needing a place to be relieved, right? And so what I want you to do is, I feel like there's so much frustration with you for having this, for having created this, right? And I want to...
Right, because from the medical point of view, it's like you have to lose weight. Well, yeah, lose weight, so you go to the gym, you don't have enough energy to go to the gym.
Right.
So it's like a big circle, and I look at them and I go, well, you know, the way I approach it whenever I'm getting given a diagnosis is I get all the information and I go, well, I'm going to approach it holistically.
Yeah.
I said, you know, yes, their surgery is an option, and then these machines you have, because I looked it up online, there's a lot of people who have sleep apnea.
Yeah.
So to me, you know, what I was going to approach it was I was going to go into my higher self and, you know, I have to release the struggle with the machine and have faith that the guidance from my higher self or my, you know, God energy is going to guide me as to how, because what it is, you get to pick the number on the dials. And if you pick it too low, you're suffocating. And if you make it too high, the whole night, it's like having a blow dryer in your mouth the whole night. And it's really tiring when you wake up. That I have to find something in the middle. And then there's a whole transition stage where you're really only getting 2 hours of sleep.
Right.
And so, and you can't function that way. The problem, Marie, is you can't drive. So I'm sleeping at every light. And that is frightening in itself. I don't know if you have to sleep at every light is horrible. You know, so that's very frightening in itself. That you then have to say, gee, I'm going to go somewhere. And I have to know that I may not be able to complete the journey. That I might be too tired to drive myself back. So that is frustrating. You know, you're right. You're hitting all the nails in the head. So,
So I told myself,
just approach it to just letting, you know, allow your higher power to come in one, you know, one portion at a time.
So let me ask you a question, right? When did this start for you?
Well, it started many years ago. I'd bring my daughters to the ENT and the doctor would say, I notice you're nodding off. So it's probably a good 25 years I ignored it. So just the last probably six, I started doing the sleep tests.
Okay.
And acknowledging that maybe even longer than that. The appliance I have now is probably about 6 years old and I just cracked it in half. So I tried gluing it because with all this mouth work, you can't really put it on. And so it's frightening. So the doctor's like, well, we're concerned because you're not getting enough oxygen to your heart.
So do you hear the words you're using? It's frightening.
It is frightening.
Right? I know, but I want you to come. So sit back for a second. Play with me on this. Sit back, close your eyes. And I want you to just tune in with me for just a second, right? And just breathe in and out of your heart center. So just breathing in through your heart, breathing out through your heart. And what I want you to do is I want you to go back to when you were a child in your childhood. And I want you to see what was creating the fear for you in your experience as a child. What was it that was creating that fear? What was coming up?
Okay, now I'm going to cry online.
Yes.
It's going to be really bad.
This is okay.
My grandmother was dying in the house.
Okay.
And when I was a little girl, I was afraid. I had a bleeding disorder where I would bleed at night on my pillow.
Okay.
And my father would come in and he'd have to clean the sheets. So I had a fear. I guess I was dying with her.
Yeah.
You know, and it was hard because as a child, who wants to not be in fear of going to sleep?
Yeah. Yeah. We're all holding you in love right now. It's okay. It's okay. And so that also couples you to timelines where there were you know, people were cast off for having leprosy and stuff like that. So there have been many times in other incarnations that you're carrying through in timelines that you have suffered greatly, right? And it's not just the times where you've been burned at the stake. It's not just that. It's the times where you have suffered and feared dying in an awful way, and have it maybe even experienced yourself in dying in that way. I'm just going to ask you to close your eyes just again, just a little bit more. And now, and everybody, you know what? Everybody close your eyes for just a second and let's just do this. And I want you to just all hold space for Lisa right now. And so Lisa, I just want you to open yourself up and just let yourself receive the transmission that's coming through right now. And I just want you to feel it in your heart center. Just take it in. You are being very, very supported. You are being offered healing, loving support from the higher realms, from your higher guides, from the universe. And I want you to just receive this. Just allow yourself to receive this. Just allow yourself to do nothing more than to receive. Because you are a divine giver and you need to learn how to receive. So let yourself receive and just feel that and just breathe in and out of your heart center. And now I want to bring you to the awareness that these are merely timelines playing out. These are imprints that are playing out. They are not your reality. And I want you to be okay with what you're experiencing in this now moment and allow yourself to have permission to release what is no longer alignment with your soul. Your soul contracts to carry these fractaled aspects of yourself has ended. They ended in 2012. So I want you to give yourself permission. Give yourself freedom and activate your freedom codes to let go of these old beliefs and these old distorted programs that are running. And there you go. You should feel a little lightness in your heart center. Just breathe that in. Feeling your higher self already coming down more, working more within you. Feeling your field expanding. And just keep breathing that in, breathing it into the heart center, breathing it in. And just let that clear. Releasing what no longer serves you. Allowing for autonomy, sovereignty. Letting go of those timelines that don't hold any significance right now. And becoming more of the divine co-creator you want to be with your universe. Allowing yourself to be the all that you need. And receive this in activating your ninth strand of DNA for higher healing. And so it is. Just take a breath in your heart center and allow yourself to just receive. And now allow yourself to come back into your body, becoming aware that you are sitting in the chair, aware of the sound of my voice, aware of the room. And when you are ready, you can come back and open your eyes and be one.
Thank you. It feels much lighter.
Okay. It's a matter of letting go of these imprints. And if you need to listen to that over and over again, you have it on the recording. Anybody can tune in and receive from that. Okay. This is where we're letting go and we're pulling out of our field what is no longer in vibrational resonance with us, right? So we have to be really, really conscious of what we're creating, really conscious of our words and our thoughts, and not hold on to anything that is not in the highest alignment. Does that make sense to everyone? Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate you doing that with me. Love you.
Thank you.
Good for you. I know. Okay. Anybody else have anything else? Any questions? Anything you need before we go? Anybody? No? Rob? Okay. I'll unmute you.
That fall I took the other day.
You what? The fall?
The fall that I took the other day. And
yeah.
I think you had just posted something about it.
Okay.
And what was that about? Because it felt like when it happened, mm-hmm. I wasn't present at all.
Yeah, you weren't. And so what's happening is the energy on the earth is shifting so fast, so rapidly. There are moments when I was doing the meditation on the beginning of this call with you guys. I don't know where I was, but I was so expanded. I was afraid that after I brought everybody back, I wasn't going to be able to do the call because it was like I was so high, I could not focus. So what I'm going to say is that these energies are working in our field, shifting us. And if you think about vertigo, right, the vertigo is when we're not in a vibrational alignment with the earth, right? And and our field is slightly out of balance. So we have to recenter and focus to bring it up so that we can clear the vertigo, right? And it's the same thing with this imbalance that you felt. Like there's not, I'm going to just say I don't feel anything physically wrong with you, right? I don't see that in your field, but I do feel like your focused attention is not always in the present moment of the present moment, right? Mm-hmm. So this is where sometimes we can be caught up in somewhere else or something else and not have a conscious awareness that we're not being as present as we need to be, right? And then what happens is we have a moment where our field does this, and then it creates an opportunity for us to go forward because now we're not in balance anymore, right? You have to remember everything's magnetics, right? We're magnetics, electric and magnetic. Thoughts are electric. The heart-centered emotional stuff is magnetic. The earth holds magnetics. Everything's based on magnetics. So if we're not centered in our alignment, we're going to topple over. So Joanne, you're acknowledging that is something for you too. And I've had a lot of people tell me through their work with me that they've had a massive number of falls. Like, I keep falling. I don't know why I keep falling. And it has to do with not being present in the physical, right? So sometimes we can do too much spiritual work. This is something I don't really hear too many teachers talking about.
I've been known for that in the past.
What's that?
You've yelled at me a few times about that.
Yeah, a couple of times. But people can do too much spiritual work and be too much over there and not here. And here is where we need to be in order to do the work, right? So it always comes back.
Like, yeah.
That's why I have you guys breathe in and out of your heart. All that does is refocuses mm-hmm. and brings you back into heart-centeredness. Right. And so that's all that is with you, is just not being present in your awareness of being in this moment, if you will.
Thank you. Yeah, that's absolutely what it was. Okay. It was just a little freaky when it happened.
Yeah, it can be. It can be. I felt myself, the minute I feel myself going into that really airy space, I come back down again because I feel like I'm a balloon going up. You got to pull yourself right back down again. And being in nature, Joanne, you can definitely get that very quickly because you're streaming those light codes from Solaris. Boom, they're hitting your field. The activation of the bird energy with that free flight. And the next thing you know, you go down. Yeah. So please be careful and pay attention. Our fields are recalibrating in every moment. That's why I do these calls to bring this awareness so that you guys can dialogue what's taking place with you. And we can, do whatever we need to do collectively here to raise the vibration. Okay, so, and we'll probably have another one of these calls in about 3 weeks as we clear this this activation with the lunar eclipse and come into the next phase of code. So I'll just be bringing you more information on that. But definitely, sometimes we overdo the spiritual work. Our mission or purpose is to just be. That question comes up a lot, soul purpose, just be, allow ourselves to be. Yeah, paying attention to the, yeah. So we need to, January 10th is the lunar eclipse. We're probably going to do the next call, maybe the last week in January. I'll have this again. And we'll see where we go from there. So does anybody have anything else that they are wanting to address? Debbie? Oh, 1 second. Let me unmute you. I like this. I'm just going to say this. I love when you guys participate. I do, right? So I don't want to sit here and hear myself talk the whole time, although I do want to bring through the highest level of information and intel that I could bring through. We could be very playful on this call, or we could get very serious and address a health concern, as you just heard. So, so this is great when you guys want to interact. So go ahead, Deb.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. So the last 2 to 3 months, I've had several health issues come up. I've had a cancer scare. I've had issues with my elbows. They say it's tendonitis. Still hasn't cleared up. I had a root canal go bad. They want to put an implant in, and I've had bounding on my teeth. What's going on?
Yeah. So the cancer scare is your body putting you in a crisis mode to get you to wake up and pay even more attention, because maybe there's some stuff that you're still doing that is not in your highest alignment, right? So when we still have attachment.
Cervical cancer.
What?
I have abnormal cells on my cervix.
Okay. And you know what? If you feed that, right, fuel the fire. So I had cervical cancer twice. And it was at the time the collective was clearing the root chakra. So I will tell you that if you feed that and sit and worry about it and go hypertensive into it, you're going to activate more cancer cells and it's going to spread. But if you look at it and say, thank you for this warning, because I needed a crisis to make me pay attention and wake the hell up, I'm not going to create cancer, because that's not who I am and that's not my purpose. I know that cancer came about, the pre-cancer, just as a wake-up call, because I'm still doing stuff I shouldn't be doing. I'm still having thoughts I shouldn't be having. I'm still having some, right? And then you give yourself more love because you're still needing to do your work, right? And then, so, you know, root chakra is all about survival, fight or flight. It's abundance. It's stability, grounding. It could be feelings, you know, for me, I'm just going to say this personally, and this is, you know, where I was when I had cervical cancer, but it also came up for me as a bit of shame at not feeling good enough that my husband at the time cheated on me, right? And that I took that and I put all that emotional content down into my cervix, because I felt like I was not good enough. I wasn't worthy of having sex with him. And that's how I was letting myself feel, because it's all about how we are allowing ourselves to feel, right? So cancer for me is a disease of shame, right? And it also warehouses some betrayal with it, depending on where it is in the body. And because it's for you being activated in your root chakra, there's a lot of different components at play. So we have to take that into consideration, right? So I want you to work on your self-esteem, continue to work on that, you know, because that's been a topic in the past. And then elbows. The elbows are joints, right? And whenever there's a lockup in a joint, it tells me that there is a resistance taking place and a lack of flexibility, right? So I want you to look at where you might not be so flexible, like what's coming up for you that you might be in resistance and not being flexible with. Okay. So that's that. And then the other thing is teeth. And again, You know, if you're not, again, if you're not clearing the programs through the work, through doing work with someone, with a tool, a tape, a CD, a person, with me, with somebody else, you know, you can't do the highest level work getting on a table for Reiki and then checking out, because it doesn't work that way. You have to be in your process of being in awareness, right? Who's a Reiki practitioner for 20 years. And, you know, you have to be present and show up for yourself, right? So teeth are the deepest programs, the deepest running programs, teeth and bones, right? And so when we are not doing our healing work to the max, or we're not wanting to let go, right? So take me in that marriage. When I was not willing to let go of the thoughts I was creating surrounding myself, not being good enough, not being worthy of a sexual relationship, not being worthy of his attention, and I was focusing it all on my root chakra because he was cheating on me with someone else, which meant that obviously I was no good, right? Which was not true. It was his imbalance within himself. It was nothing to do with me, but I was young at that time and didn't realize that. And I focused all of that negative energy right down into my vagina, right? And I created cervical cancer because I felt shame that he cheated on me when it had nothing to do with me, but I didn't know any better. But that was the story I was running over and over and over and over again. And that took a span of years to clear, because I was diagnosed in January. Actually, my guides woke me up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and were like, "You have cancer, go to the doctor." And I sat up straight up in bed and was like, "Wait, what?" And that's how I found out I had cancer, because they just yelled at me in the middle of the night, right? And then it came back again in 2004. And then from there, in, you know, my marriage that just ended, because I had married again, my marriage that just ended was declining after 2 years of marriage, because I was playing out the same role, playing out the same story, picking the same kind of guy, because I hadn't yet gotten the lesson. And the lesson was all about self-love. Why do you think I end every single one of my posts? Love yourself. I am the ambassador for love. That's what my purpose is here, right? My mission is to be a way shower and awaken humanity and do the healing work at the deepest level and bring forth the deepest healing and awareness through healing that I possibly can. This is my soul's mission, this work, right? But on a human level, my higher purpose, my higher line purpose is the same as all of yours. Love yourself. Love you first. Nobody else matters. It's all about you. You have to love you so much that whatever anybody else throws at you just melts into your field like butter, and your field heals all of their distortions that they're throwing your way, right? So it's about not loving yourself enough, and your teeth is starting to cave under the need for you to release these old programs that you're running, right? So if this is still a focus on a someone that is giving you an experience from years ago that is not making you feel good, that needs to end. And it means now, more than ever, the energy is so fast. We are in this streamline of manifestation, right? That is so fast. You want to hear how fast it is? This is crazy. So let me share this, because you guys know from playing the games with me in the past, when we do these calls, sometimes I throw challenges out to you and we play some games to keep you in a higher alignment, right? Because I love to do that. We play with the numbers. The numbers are so critical. And now when you see your birthday code, you're going to call it in as an activation. And when you see any codes that are in high alignment, like the sequential numbers or the 144 code or the 1144 code, you're going to call it in and say, activate my field, right? Well, I came in to this reality with a vow of poverty, right? And I've had money problems my whole entire life, but coming into this house, I had no choice. It's me or nothing. I fly by the seat of my pants or nothing, because there's nobody supporting me. So I've had to manifest all that. Well, after a year, things are starting to show up that are supporting this new me that is being created, right? And so A couple months ago, as I was doing this work and I was teaching this to a couple of my students that I mentor, we started playing this game with you know, calling in money and raising the vibration of money. And there's some fun stuff to do with that, you know, like putting a dollar bill at the foot of your bed somewhere on the wall so you could see it every day, and then you tune into it, and it just changes the vibration of money, because most of us that have lack issues hold money at too high a vibration and we perceive money as hard to come by, right? So I am playing this game and calling money into my reality, and I'm like, let's use cars. I'm on the road and I want to see money coming in. So a BMW pulls up next to me as we're driving, and then on the other side is Mercedes and an Infiniti and an Acura. And I'm like, yeah, so I'm driving with money right now because I'm in the money flow and my vibration is high and I'm manifesting, right? And I'm just having fun. And that's what we're supposed to do, have fun. It's not supposed to be work, it's supposed to be fun. So I, after a couple of weeks of doing that, and I'm noticing all the cars in my reality are like high-end cars, all of a sudden I start seeing Brinks trucks. What do Brinks trucks do? They carry money, right? Showing up at the supermarket. When I'm there, I'm going in and there's a Brinks truck pulling up. And I'm like, thank you, universe. I'm so in alignment right now. I go to Michael's to get some art supplies that I need because Dick Blicks is way too far from me. And I go to Michael's and there's a Brinks truck in front. And I'm like, thank you, universe. You know, so I'm having this playful moment. And then all of a sudden I decide that I want a Range Rover, right? I drive a Jeep, but I want a Range Rover, and they're really expensive, but I want the cute little one, not the really big one. And so I'm going to play this game with my universe, and I'm going to start calling in a Range Rover, because that's going to be my next car. And I'm super excited about that because I just think it's a cool car, right? And so I've never in my life allowed myself to think about driving a high-end car like that while I'm doing it now, right? So everywhere I've been going, I've been seeing a Range Rover, the exact one I want, the white with the metallic paint and the black trim. And I'm like, this car is so freaking hot. I could see myself driving it, right? So all of a sudden, everywhere I go, there's my Range Rover showing up all over the place. Well, I have to tell you, I got a new client 2 weeks ago, and I'm sitting waiting for him to come to the house for the session. And I look out the window and I see a Range Rover coming down my block, and then he parks in front of my house. And I'm like, no way, a Range Rover actually pulled up in front of my house. Oh my God, right? My root chakra activated. I started to go into Kundalini. I was getting all excited. And I was like, hey, wait, what am I excited for? I'm not driving that car. All it's doing is being parked in front of my house because I'm, okay, universe, we have to fix this because I'm definitely not in alignment anymore because I'm not the one driving the damn car. Do you guys see the game, right? We got to be playful. So what I want to say to that, Debbie, is to always be in alignment is to manifest a higher vibration, right? Let go of all the other stuff because nothing else matters. And when we're tuning in and we're tapped in and we're turned on to an experience that we want to have, we'll call that into our reality, right? Just like I know that like my perfect relationship is on its way. I haven't dated in a long, long time because I keep picking the same one, right? But it's not them, it's me, because I keep attracting that same vibration. Well, you have to look at that in your world. If you're continuing to attract that same vibration, you want to raise your vibration. So play an abundance game. Put a dollar at the foot of your bed and tune into the vibration of that money and think to yourself, wow, look at that. That dollar's over there, always there. And if you want to take it up a notch, make it a $100 bill, right? And then you wake up every morning and you look at that $100 bill and you go, ooh, I could take that off the wall and I could buy so many things today, but I'm not, because I really like the way that looks. And I know it's just a matter of time before I fill my wallet and I fill my bank account with hundreds of those $100 bills, right? That's how we play the game, right? So you guys got a little bit of everything on this call today. And wow, we're at 1 o'clock. So we had a really good time. Hopefully everybody enjoyed it and you'll play again in the next class. I love all of you so much. I want to unmute you so that we can all say goodbye. Yasmin, did you have anything you wanted to say?
No, I'm really enjoying this class.
Okay. Good. I'm enjoying it too. All right. So I have most of you.
We see each other.
Okay. And so, Vinny, why can't I get you unmuted? Can you unmute yourself? There you go. Okay. All right. So we're all unmuted. I love you all so much.
Thank you.
So much.
We love you too.
I am so grateful for your participation. I hope that the next time we have more people joining us and we can really expand these calls and more people will be able to get on. It's always fun when people are on the live call. I know there's going to be a lot of people listening to this call after the fact and they'll still get the same activations, but it's just so awesome when we can all connect with each other and have that experience because there's so much beautiful light taking place here with all of you that I just love this so much and I'm so grateful for all of you. So
thank you.
I wish you all such an amazing weekend. Joanne, keep posting those pictures because I love them. When I do get on Facebook, I'm not on a lot these days, so I could tune in more. But just know that I love all of you and we are together always in dream state and the higher realms and working together always. So
thank you.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Have an amazing weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The eclipse.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.